This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, I hope you guys all had an amazing 3-day weekend. And going into this last, are we in the last week of January? No, we still have a ways to go. All right. Well, you know, it's been kind of bittersweet. You know, you kind of realize that 2018 ended, and if 2018 was a good year for you, you were like, oh gosh, I can't replicate it. If 2018 stunk, then you're still a little depressed about 2019 because you're like, okay, wait a second, we're almost a month down, and I haven't hit any of my goals. Well, one of my goals was to, early on in the football season, predict who was going to win the Super Bowl. And so I did that. I put a little money on the Saints. I know. And I put some money on the Saints. And the funny thing is the Saints actually would have won. There were some horrible calls. I don't know if you guys saw the playoffs, but you had the Patriots and the Chiefs. And you had the Saints and the Rams. And they were... It was a phenomenal day of playoffs. You know, both teams went into overtime. But just these ref calls stunk. Well, apparently a Louisiana eye doctor is going to take matters into their own hands. And a Louisiana eye doctor is offering free exams for NFL refs. Right? Because obviously they're missing stuff. And they may have some real serious eye issues. So they say a Louisiana eye doctor has graciously offered free eye exams to the NFL referees who oversaw the New Orleans Saints crushing overtime loss to the Los Angeles Rams. Now, congrats to the Rams. I mean, mind you, this is like phenomenal for them. They got, what, the youngest coach. Pretty good quarterback. Nobody I would expect to be able to beat, you know, the GOAT. But, maybe the Rams could do it with the Patriots. I don't know. But the Saints should have won. And I guess taken to Facebook after the game, which headed into overtime shortly after the controversial no call late in the game's fourth quarter, and there was pass interference. Louisiana Family Eye Care said it would hate for someone else to feel our pain. After having time to consider things, we will gladly provide no-cost eye exams to all NFL officials prior to next season to prevent the atrocity that occurred tonight. We would hate for someone else to feel our pain. Now, it was ridiculous. We were tied. Rams cornerback Roby Coleman was covering Saints receiver Tommy Lee Lewis. It was a 3rd and 10 play deep into Rams territory. It should have been a no-brainer. There was pass interference or helmet-to-helmet contact, and no flag was thrown. So the Saints were forced to kick a field goal, and when they could have actually won, you know, by a touchdown. They could have possibly scored first. Real, real bad. And, you know, I've talked to you guys about sports gambling. Have I talked to you guys about that? I've talked to you guys about gambling. I live in Las Vegas. And so we Vegas folk, okay, we kind of get the real scoop. Even though nobody really understands how a crap table works, okay? You can play craps and think you know the game and, you know, think you got it covered. And no. The casino will always win. The house always wins. But there are ways to, you know, there are ways to win when you pick a team, okay? And, you know, I've discussed this many times. I usually predict the Super Bowl winner probably maybe 90% of the time. Why? because I go through the NFL injury report. I look at the color of the jerseys. Okay, stop, stop. It works. It works. The color of the jerseys do work. Okay, you know, there's dominant colors versus non-dominant colors. And if I have to republish this, I'll republish it. But the funny thing is whenever we gamble or we bet, okay, because I put some money on the Golden Knights. And the Golden Knights had beat the Penguins by, what, 3? And the spread was like 1.5, which, can I just say, is kind of stupid. 1.5 spread. Why do they do this 1.5? That I don't understand. You would think I should know, knowing people in sports books, I should ask, what the hell is a 1.5? Because there's never a half point in football. There's never a half point in hockey. That's just, I've never seen a half point in basketball. So not really sure what that is. I think it's because they want to make it look lower. But, when you do bet on sports, it's probably one of the worst bets to do. You know? If you go for the favorite, you always win less than you put down. If you go for the underdog, it has to take an act of, I don't know, God. And with the playoffs this last week, it took an act of, I mean, the Patriots won against the Saints. The Chiefs were home. Saints were home. Should have won. But when you put all this all together, and I'll tell you what the point I'm trying to make. Okay? You know, you have refs missing a call. You have somebody missing a kick. You have somebody slipping, let's say, on an icy field. And the one thing I've noticed with football, which I could relate to real life, is sometimes you could pin your loss on a game, whether you're playing the game or whether you put money on the game, to one tiny, small, little misstep. And it kills you. And you fixate on that misstep. You know? Something could happen. You could lose your job. And you fixate on the time you cut somebody out. And you fixate on that one mistake. And why do we do that? Well, do we want to turn back the clock? No, no. Some of us are really happy we, you know, told somebody off. On the other end, we want to see if we need to fix a mistake. We want to correct our mistakes. Whenever something goes wrong, we want to go back and say, well, what did they do wrong? We're going to be talking about somebody dying from pigeon droppings. Okay? Trust me, you're going to look at pigeon droppings completely different from here on out. But we do this to, you know, reanalyze, and it just helps us with the loss. It helps us with the grief to intellectualize what happened and fix what happened. But I'm here to tell you that in life, there is always a misstep. Right? Either you were stalled at a traffic light, so you didn't get into an accident 3 traffic lights later. Or you tripped on a curb so that you wouldn't have ended up at somebody's house 5 minutes earlier. And that's just life, so don't sweat it. No big deal. It's all good. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Look, I haven't been able to sing for weeks because of this stupid cold. The stupid cold stinks so badly. Cut me some slack, Jack. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Yeah, I've been doing some telemedicine. I started doing telemedicine. I love it. I love it. I love it. I didn't even think I would love it so much. No, okay, let me break this down. Let me say what it is. Okay, first of all, I'm not in pajamas. No pajamas. No, that the studio. I do my radio show in pajamas. But no. If I see patients, I'm dressed. No. Okay, so basically, with telemedicine, it's a fantastic company. I work with Amwell, and they are, oh my gosh, they have such an amazing platform, which means if you go on there, look for me, because you'll see me, there's a picture of me, I'm like, they! Okay, so, Yeah, that's great. It's great. Okay, hold on. Let me kind of get you know, my proper mouse here and my posture ready. I need to tell you guys about this because it blows my mind. Okay, so I decided to, because we've been talking about telemedicine and talking about the wave of the future and computers, and, you know, I figured I would finally get rid of my manual typewriter and my IBM electric typewriter and actually get, you know, a couple computers and laptops, okay? And since I've been giving medical advice on air for, what, a decade now? Because I've been on radio since 2009. I decided to look into what it would be like to give patients medical advice through an internet platform. And so I started doing it, and wow. So patients call, they log in. I don't know what they do on their end because I get a little notation. First of all, I let the platform know, or I let the internet know, or however this works, that Dr. Dahlia is in the house. Okay, so I guess whoever logs on to this, and I guess you put in your insurance, because many insurance companies pay for telemedicine now, they go on, and then I think it's through Online Care Group. It's called AmWell, AmWell, America Well. That's what AmWell stands for, America Well. And I guess you go on, you put your insurance, and you put your medical history in there, and you put your pharmacy information, and you put a brief statement of what's going on. You can even take pictures. So, you know, let's say you have a big eye infection. Or, understandably so, if you have a genital infection, you're probably not going to put a picture. Nobody asked you to put a picture. But if you want to, I guess you have that ability. And so then, all of a sudden, it says, okay, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, we have a patient for you. And, you know, the patient is waiting in your waiting room. Okay, so I fix my hair, fix my bra straps, right? You know, banaka a little bit. I don't even have to wash my hands, but I do. I wash my hands because it's just a habit. And then I log on and there's the patient. They're like, oh, hi, Dr. Wax. I'm like, hi, Zay. Oh, my God, Zay. You know, and you see the kids in the background and the animals. And, you know, sometimes I do this at home. So Shaky Boo, you know, comes on the screen. And Shaky Boo likes to, you know, inspect what's going on. And he's like, you know, what's going on here? I'm like, Shake, what's this? And then, I guess, we talk about what the medical issue is. Some of them need a refill. Some of them need education on something going on. Somebody may be having these symptoms and want to know, you know, what they should ask their doctor for. But a growing theme I see with these people that are coming in on the telemedicine is they don't have access to their doctor. Now, I don't know how much the telemedicine thing costs. So I don't know what it costs on your end. Okay, I should probably find out, because I think that, again, it all depends on your insurance and what your insurance covers, etc. And so I don't know if it costs you $20, I don't know if it's free, I don't know if it costs you $50, I don't know. But obviously it's worth it for these people that are coming on because they can't get a hold of their doctor. One person called saying that their doctor doesn't come back till tomorrow, which would have been today. But it takes an average of 3 days for any prescription to be called in. Now, I remember in my medical office, we had to, later on, I would probably say maybe 12, 13 years into my practice, start having that rule where give us a few days for any prescription refill. Because, I mean, if somebody needs a medicine, I'm thinking they need it right then and there. But if you have a big practice and your staff is busy with current patients you're seeing that day, and people are calling in, you know, for refills and things like that, you do need a few-day window. And so some patients can't wait those few days. They need their blood pressure medicine now. Now, as a physician, you know, we would tell patients, don't wait till the last minute, okay? I'm always giving you a little extra to buy you some time to get in to see me. And usually what happens is people just fill it and go, oh, crap, I'm out. And I get that. I've done that, too. Unfortunately, though, now you're out of your blood pressure medicine or your cholesterol medication or your hormones or your birth control. And so the number one thing is I can't get in to my medical provider right away. The other thing I'm getting is I can't sit and talk to my medical provider and ask these questions, so can I ask you? Now, you know how there's been a lot of criticism of telemedicine where, okay, well, you can't examine the patient, you can't touch the patient, which is a very important key to examining somebody. I love the idea where I could touch and feel because I can you know, with instinct know, okay, something's not right. This lymph node doesn't feel right. I know you're saying you have a sore throat, but this lymph node feels hard. Rather than this being a throat infection, we could be talking about a cancer. So my feeling you and touching you is so paramount. But I'm learning that there is all this other medicine that needs to be done that basically requires somebody having some one-on-one time with a medical provider. And so when I get to do that, and like I had somebody, he didn't want any prescriptions, nothing like that, just wanted my advice. And I'm like, I think it's this. Now, again, I can't examine you. I can't, you know, look at you, but, I'm only looking at you through the, you know, two-dimensional screen. But based on what you're telling me, I would suggest maybe a neurologist take a look at you or somebody else take a look at you. I would also recommend you get this blood work done and this test done. And, you know, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you do that already for free on your show. Why would anybody go on the telemedicine thing? I don't know. People are on telemedicine. They use the telemedicine. Let them do the telemedicine. I think it's great. But I find how consumers are going to drive where medicine goes. Okay? Now, mind you, a lot of these platforms will not give controlled substances. So if your doctor is not giving you a narcotic, your telemedicine platform most likely won't either. Okay? Remember, telemedicine platforms want to give good care that they could reproduce, that could be consistent, that could be along with the guidelines. And so, you know, once someone tries to abuse it, it ruins the name. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you won't be able to do on telemedicine. Like, you cannot get a pap smear. Okay? Nobody's going to, you know, say they did your pap smear, your prostate check on telemedicine. Sorry. Okay? It just can't happen. I mean, I am sure we could later teach people how to do a self pap smear, but I don't think we're there yet. But I find it really fascinating as a doctor, as a physician. Yeah, as a board-certified physician. Thank you. And as a radio host. I know. And I'm an author. Don't forget author, a singer, lover, mommy. Yeah, so there's a lot of things I am. Okay, anyway. Hottie. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take hottie. But no. What consumers want, they're going to get. So with medicine, the big thing that you guys are really frustrated with is you don't have time with your doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA, physician assistant. You don't have time to sit and talk to them. You don't have access. It takes you weeks to get in. And up until a few years ago, it was, all right, that's just the way it's going to be. You guys are screwed. That's just the way it's going to be. Well, now we're finding, no, there's a whole market out there for people saying, to heck with this, I don't want to wait. Now, mind you, once telemedicine platforms get saturated, you are going to have to make appointments and things like that. But there are patients that don't want to undress. They don't want to be around other sick people. You know, if their kid needs, let's say, bite, you know, evaluated or something, and, you know, they don't want to get the flu going into a pediatrician's office. There's a market for this. Now, how accurate do I think these exams are? Well, again, if you're not using telemedicine to get an exam like a pap smear or a breast exam or anything like that, you're not getting that. You're getting an evaluation, you're getting an opinion, and you're getting a treatment, right, like a bladder infection. You know, we are treating bladder infections on telemedicine. If you can't wait three, four days to see your doctor or medical provider, and that infection starts to go up into the kidney, we're going to stop a pyelonephritis. However, does that urine need to be checked? Do we need to make sure this isn't a vaginal or cervical issue? Yes. So I think it's good medicine, and it does treat a certain market. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court making several announcements this morning in a setback for the Trump administration. The High Court says it will take no action on DACA during the current term, the program that protects so-called dreamers. Lower federal courts have blocked President Trump's order to end that program. The High Court's inaction means DACA renewals can continue. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, delivers a victory to Trump and a blow to transgender rights, as the court is allowing the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts. And in a third announcement, the Supreme Court will consider a gun case for the first time in nearly a decade, agreeing to hear a challenge to a New York City law that does not allow people to carry licensed and unloaded handguns outside city limits. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So two patients in Scotland have died recently because of pigeon poop. Apparently, they contracted a fungal infection, and they died at Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow. Now, one patient's cause of death is undetermined, and the other died of an unrelated issue, but officials have put infection control measures in place, and vulnerable patients are receiving preventative medication. Apparently, this pigeon poop can contain a fungus called Cryptococcus. Now, they think the source of infection was found in an area that they've now had to close to the public. And so I'm wondering if maybe some patients were out there feeding the pigeons. I don't know. But the infection is identified as Cryptococcus, It primarily infects immunosuppressed individuals. No, caucus isn't because of the caca, the poo-poo. Caucus, whenever you see caucus, C-O-C, yeah, like a, not like a political caucus, although honestly a lot of these caucuses are caca too. So maybe you're right in that respect. But caucus, C-O-C-C-U-S, is from cocci. And cocci, C-O-C-C-I, are round, pathogens. So you could have cocci in, bacteria, like streptococci, right? And so, like streptococcus. Okay. I think I got a cocci going on right now with this cold. Lord have mercy. But anyway, here's the problem, guys. Cryptococcus is fungal. So even though it has caca, the caucus in there, like it's round bacteria, it's round, but it's a fungus. So it's not a caucus bacteria like Staphylococcus. Okay? Are we all good with that? I know. I'm teaching you something. Yeah, you're confused? Yeah, I'm confused too. So the infection identified as Cryptococcus primarily affects immunosuppressed individuals and is transmitted through exposure to contaminated soil or bird droppings. Now, this comes from the National Center for Biotech Information. Now, symptoms include fever, headache, neck stiffness, malaise, photophobia, nausea, vomiting. You can go into a coma and die. Now, some of you are probably like, well, I feed pigeons all the time. Why are you feeding the pigeons? Just because Bert on Ernie and Bert was a fan of the pigeons doesn't necessarily mean that's cool. You don't have to sit there and feed the pigeons. But I get it. I fed pigeons before. But here's the thing. It's immunosuppressed or immunocompromised people. So if you're healthy, you could probably touch and clean off the pigeon poop from your car and be fine. But if you're not, or if it's the wrong place at the wrong time, you could get sick. So, of course, the hospital spoke out, says our thoughts are with the families at this distressing time. Due to patient confidentiality, we cannot share details of the two cases. The organism is harmless to the vast majority of people and rarely causes disease in humans. Now, we're being told that one of the individuals was a child. They say a child died in December and was the second patient confirmed to have contracted it. It was a child. His post-mortem examination revealed that Cryptococcus was present. The other fatality we're being told was an elderly patient who had been discharged for palliative care. So the patient had contracted the illness prior to death. We don't know if that was the reason they died. If it was palliative care, did they have a heart condition? Did they have cancer? But, you know, you lost a child now. So a child is identified as the second case. Now, I remember years ago, I wrote a piece on a woman who got meningitis, the same Cryptococcus fungus, into her cerebral spinal fluid, which is why there's that fever, photophobia, inability to look at lights, malaise, nausea, vomiting, neck stiffness. People are dying because this Cryptococcus can get into the cerebral spinal fluid, infect the brain, and cause meningitis. Well, a 48-year-old California woman a couple years back acquired this and lived. And her doctor, Dr. Brian Shapiro, who published this study in British Medical Journal, said she contracted the Cryptococcus neoformans from her 3 to 6 joint a day smoking habit. She got this from smoking pot. Now, what happened is she was fatigued, she was dizzy, started to be combative, and started to assault a coworker. So she was taken to Cedars of Sinai Medical Center in L.A. They tested the cerebral spinal fluid, and that's where they found the fungus. So she was successfully treated, which blows my mind because a fungal meningitis can be deadly. But apparently, the doctor investigated, I think this happened about a year and a half ago, investigated the dispensary from which she got the marijuana in Bakersfield. 9 samples at that dispensary had subsequently tested positives for the fungus. So marijuana leaves can be contaminated with pesticides, chemicals, mold, etc. So for some of you that listen to this going, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be touching the pigeons, so I'm good. I don't really play in soil, so I'm fine. If you smoke pot, that could be a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. More blood pressure medications are being recalled. All right. So, as you guys know, this summer, there was a company, a manufacturer company in China, that was making generic medications. Manufacturing generic medications, which we need done. These companies are allowed to do that. A European watchdog had found in some of the medication that there was a trace element of NDMA or NDEA, depending on what they sampled, that is a carcinogen in animals, but not technically in humans. This facility, my guess, which we discussed last summer, possibly is using very similar manufacturing techniques as other facilities, not in China, whether it's in America, wherever. And so we predicted that when they found that they had to recall a certain batch of this blood pressure medication class, that we're probably going to see other blood pressure medications in that class or maybe other medications. And so what you're now noticing is every few weeks we have a whole new batch being recalled. So Princeton Pharmaceutical Inc. has issued a recall for one lot of irbesartan and seven lots of irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide tablets, which are used to treat high blood pressure and treat heart failure. So a lot of these medications that, like valsartan, which is Diovan, losartan, which is Hyzaar, I believe irbesartan, I have to double check. I think that's Avapro. I have to double check. The brand names are not affected, though. The brand names are fine. The ones that are FDA approved and made in the United States, we're looking at, though, these generic medications. And irbesartan is a generic medication. And apparently the company, and good for them for being on top of it, said the affected lots were the only ones found to have higher levels of NDEA, the nitro So diethylamine that the FDA has approved for acceptable daily intake, or it has more than what the FDA has approved. So according to the news release on the FDA's website, NDEA occurs naturally in certain foods, water, pollution, industrial processes, and has been classified as a probable human carcinogen. So even though we can't say for sure it's going to cause cancer in you or me, it has been shown to cause tumors, think lung, kidney, in rats, and so we don't want to mess around. Now, the company has not received any reports, and let me emphasize, no patient has thus far come forward saying they got cancer from their blood pressure medication, so I don't want anybody to panic about that. But because these watchdogs are very, very judicious at finding, well, there could be a little bit more of this in here, a little bit more of this in here, to play it safe, the companies are doing the recall. It freaks people out, and I think it's something that should be done. But my problem with this is every few weeks, I mean, we're probably talking about a hell of a lot more medications out there. You know, these medicines have been distributed nationwide. You have multiple facilities making them. If there's some process everybody's using, then expect more. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. How many of you guys saw Argo with Ben Affleck? Fantastic movie. I was on the edge of my seat. I thought Argo was fantastic. I think Ben Affleck, he's a good actor. I mean, not my favorite Batman, to be honest. I think George Clooney was my favorite Batman. I know. But I think Ben Affleck did a pretty good job. Well, the gentleman he was playing in Argo, the ex-CIA officer, Antonio Mendez, has died. The ex-CIA officer who has been credited for rescuing those six U.S. diplomats from Iran back in 1980 apparently has passed at the age of 78 from complications of Parkinson's. He went by Tony. So Tony Mendez had joined the CIA back in 1965. Apparently, he became a master of disguises, forgeries, rescues, and so they used him. He was a master at being able to, you know, help the CIA do a lot of what they needed to do. And then, as you guys remember, in the late 70s, there was the Iranian Revolution. And in 1979, I believe it was 1978, at the end of 78, protesters had stormed the U.S. Embassy. That was holding 66 embassy staffers, and so they held them hostage. Six were able to escape to two Canadian diplomats, the homes of two Canadian diplomats. I know in the movie it only showed the one, the guy from Titanic. That guy from Titanic, I really like that actor. I don't know who he is. But, yeah, he's the one that built the ship of Titanic, and then he's also the one that, you know, housed, you know, the people in Argo. Anyway, I like the guy. Anyway, they couldn't leave the country. And now it put the Canadian diplomats at risk. And so Mendez, clock was ticking. So he was able to disguise them as a Canadian film crew and smuggle them out. And then when President Ronald Reagan, I think this happened in 1979. He got them out in 1980. And then after 444 days, the hostages were released on President Ronald Reagan's inauguration. So that was in 81. So Mendez was with the CIA until 1990. Then he wrote memoirs of his experiences, and he wrote and co-authored some books. I want to read them. This guy was just so gifted. But apparently he was diagnosed with Parkinson's 10 years ago. And a statement from his agent and his family reported that he passed having lived in an assisted living facility in Maryland. This is early this morning. Tony Mendez finally succumbed to Parkinson's that he had been diagnosed with 10 plus years ago. He was surrounded with love from his family, will be sorely missed. Excuse me, the statement read, the last thing he and his wife, Jonna Mendez, did was get their new book to the publisher, and he died feeling he had completed writing the stories that he had want to be told. Ben Affleck had tweeted, Tony Mendez is a true American hero. He was a man of extraordinary grace, decency, humility, and kindness. He never sought the spotlight for his actions. He merely sought to serve his country. I'm so proud to have worked for him and to have told one of his stories. R.I.P. Tony Mendez. So then this brings the question, what is Parkinson's? And why is it this deadly? Especially in this day and age. So you had some, now, true, 78, it's a good life, but still considered young, and men are living till their 90s. Somebody like, you know, Tony, you would think would have lived longer. So why did Parkinson's cause him to succumb? So Parkinson's, as you guys know, is a very, very common neurodegenerative disorder. It comes number two next to Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's is the most common, then comes Parkinson's. And it is the most common movement disorder. Alzheimer's more affects your memory and cognitive function. Parkinson's affects the way you move, the way you can walk, etc. And they say 1% of the world's population over 60 years old has it. And in the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year, maybe even more, since this has been written. It affects several areas of the brain, primarily the substantia nigra. Now, the substantia nigra helps affect balance, produces dopamine. And so substantia nigra involvement can be pretty detrimental. Now, Parkinson's comes from James Parkinson. James Parkinson got this disease named after him, because he described it back in 1817 as a shaking palsy. So somebody may have Parkinson's if they have a shake, a tremor. And the tremor looks like they're rolling a pill. Or it looks like they're moving their hand, or like they're shaking a, what do you shake before you, not shaking up and down, but you swish it back and forth. It's that sort of a movement, a back and forth tremor. Also, people with Parkinson's get very stiff, they get very rigid. They have poor balance, obviously, because they're so stiff and rigid. They move slow. they sometimes can't move, and they'll shuffle their steps and walk pretty shuffled and cautiously because they don't want to fall. And another thing, another early sign of Parkinson's is they could do straight face really well. So you'll have a family member that cracks a joke, but his face is straight, and he doesn't smile when he does it, and he's hilarious. And you go, gosh, you know, Grandpa, I don't remember you being that funny. He could be getting Parkinson's. You know how, you know, dad jokes? We need to talk about dad jokes. Yeah, dad jokes are a problem. Okay, I don't understand. Dad jokes, they just aren't funny. I don't get that. Dad jokes just don't make sense. And it's funny because my friends, you know, who are older, in between the dad-grandpa age, when they make a joke, it's like, okay, you know what, just stop, it's not even funny. Now, mommies just don't crack a smile, joke, whatever. Even though I think we mommies are pretty funny. I'm funny. But as a mommy, I'm not very, I'm not, you know, the norm. Okay, I mommies are supposed to be like, quit laughing and do your chores. Okay, that's how mommies are supposed to be. And so, you know, when dads make these jokes and they kind of suck, we really need to teach them how to do better jokes. I think what it is they do the same joke over and over again, but also daddies make a face. You know, my dad, I love my dad. He wasn't very demonstrative, you know, especially he didn't really make a lot of facial expressions, but when he made a joke, he would be like, you know, doing this dopey look like, you know, like helping the delivery. I go, Dad, not only was the joke stupid, but the delivery, and I couldn't say it's my dad because I was scared of my dad. But, you know, I would, you know, do, that was funny. But, you know, you do a weird dopey look. People with Parkinson's won't, and that makes it funnier. When you're not trying to be funny, that's when you're the funniest. So, with Parkinson's, you could also get depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation, decreased ability to smell, difficulty swallowing, which is why many of them end up in assisted living facilities because they can't swallow. Many may have erectile dysfunction. They could get pneumonia. Why? Well, you're not moving a lot. You're not taking big deep breaths. You're not exercising. You're not spewing out stuff that could land into your lungs so it has time to fester. Because you have low balance, a bad balance, you could fall, fracture yourself, have hallucinations, delusions, dementia. And so who gets Parkinson's? Well, we don't know. You know, it could be genes. Maybe there's some environmental issue. We don't know. What we do know is people who smoke seem to be less likely to get Parkinson's. Not that we want you to start smoking by any means. Some people can't get Parkinson's before the age of 50. Michael J. Fox, I think, got it in his 20s or 30s. So there is juvenile onset Parkinson's before the age of 20. There's early onset before the age of 50. Men seem to be more at risk. They think maybe some herbicides and pesticides. So luckily we have levodopa, carbidopa, dopamine agonists. But a lot of people have had Parkinson's, and unfortunately Tony joins them. May he rest in peace. 1-877 Doc Belly.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.